Today is a Wednesday, which means we have the Paula's Pet of the Week. We have J.C. Peichel and company in studio. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You want to introduce your guest this morning? Not
sure.
The pet, though.
Oh, well, I have two guests, I guess. I have the cat, whose name is Joseph. And then my husband is here. His name is Edward.
Hello.
What's going on, Ed? So you're just like tagging along?
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Like at first I thought you were the pet of the week because I didn't see the cat.
Wow. Well,
this is kind of weird.
He's at paws enough that he could be.
So who'd you bring for the pet, Jay-Z?
This morning I brought Joseph with me. He's, oh my gosh.
He's very vocal.
Yeah, he just, oh.
It's the first time that's happened.
I think so. Nobody, they probably didn't hear it on the air, but it's holy fine. God. He just meowed very loudly, at least for us, after I said his name. Anyway, this morning I brought Joseph with me. We think he's about 2 years old. He is an adult male tabby cat. He has really, really pretty eyes. Like you see these animals at the shelter and they're, you know, they look pretty, but then they come to KCHA, like, there's just great lighting in the studio that he has really, really pretty, like, bright orange eyes and just really very cute coloring. He's kind of like the black tabby that you could say. A very sweet cat. He was very, very vocal when he came in with not being neutered. But now that he's neutered, he's still very vocal and just a very loving cat. Like, I was holding him and he started purring and... just kind of a very laid back male cat. I think your typical almost acts like a dog kind of thing. So he's got giant paws too. Like you could tell he's definitely a big tom cat.
Well, he hasn't tried to hide from us yet. So that's probably good news for us. We're not scary. So let's talk about his adoption hours. Well, general adoption hours coming up this weekend.
yeah. So this weekend, we will be open Saturday 11 to 2 and then Sunday 1 to 3. So you can stop in, see all of our animals. We have a few more cats on the cat side. And then we've also had quite a few adoptions. I was telling people even like last weekend or the last couple of weeks, we've had like 5 or 6 cats adopted, which has been awesome. So it may seem like we're low on cats, but we just had some really good adoptions, and it's kind of like the calm before the storm, I think, that we will be getting more in. But we also will have 2 dogs available after this weekend for adoption. They're both getting spayed and neutered tomorrow. So we will have Loki, who's a husky, a red husky mix, and then Val, who's like an Australian Shepherd mix. She's so, so cute, very, very shy, just very... not really the, like, very shy and skittish around people, but very friendly. I think as long as we had an owner that was very dog smart and maybe have had that breed before. Oh no, he broke my favorite cat toy.
Well, you said he's like a dog.
Yeah.
He was back here chewing it up.
It's the one I keep in my truck.
I went to grab it and play with him, and Jeez. This is what I have. So.
Oh my gosh.
Well, he brought the toy to me, so he knows how to play fetch.
He is like a little dog. I know, we had slow drivers coming into town today.
Yeah. I attract
Joseph
them.
Is being crazy.
Oh, this is turning into be a great interview. Now he's after my keyboard.
Oh, of course.
So this is going to be great. So he is available for adoption, and I have no idea what you were talking
about
just a few minutes ago. Something about dogs and Loki, and I'm going to be available for adoption after this weekend, and I get the general gist.
Yeah, yep, right, you're so good.
I was distracted with the cat back here.
That's fine.
So let's go ahead and talk about the upcoming fundraisers, what you have planned next.
Yeah, so we have a fundraising meeting tonight, so hopefully we can narrow down when the dog jog will be. We're not really sure if we're going to change it up and maybe do it in the fall, maybe some other time in the summer. It'll be interesting. We probably won't do the nighttime thing, but again, I'm not sure. We've got a few different ideas and things, so we're really looking forward to that. The Tattoos for Paws Rescues event is June.
Sorry, I'm not working fast enough for you.
Get that toy back.
I'm working on it.
The tattoo event for Paws will be on June 13th at Emerald Ink and Mason.
Take it to JC. I feel like I'm talking to a
guy back here.
I did see him like pick it up and walk away with it. That's funny. Yeah, the tattoo event that's coming up, Emerald Ink in Mason City on June 13th. We've got some food trucks lined up. We're going to have some other vendors kind of while people are waiting in line. They'll be able to do some shopping, which will be awesome. And then, of course, we'll have Paws Animals there. That's always a fun event. We're looking forward to the June event. It's kind of a play on Friday the 13th, but it's on Saturday because the cats messed up the date. And then I think it's also like adopt a shelter dog week that week, something like that. I know there's some sort of animal week going on too, which we're excited about. And then we're also planning the UTV ride is underway. So stay tuned for several dates coming up very soon.
Dates pause. TBD on that.
Yeah.
But we're looking at the people who we rode on their property last year, really excited to have us back, so that'll be good. Yeah. That was awesome. Really pretty.
Yeah, it was so much fun last year. Beautiful weather. It was just really good.
So watch for more information on that on the Paws Facebook page or website that's coming up. By the way, he already did. You need to get this cat a rawhide or something.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. Endless entertainment with Joseph.
Right. Let's talk about the wish list. I didn't notice anything much that you were running out of yesterday, but maybe you can share more. What are you looking
at? Yeah, I know we were running out of the dryer sheets. I don't know. I know we got a few donated, which was awesome. We're probably still running low on that. We do so much laundry during even every day. I think we do. Oh, my gosh. He's playing fetch with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
We always need paper towels, laundry soap, just consumables. Cat litter is a constant need, and fun toys and
yeah, clearly.
Like somebody to walk the cats like a dog.
Yeah, no kidding. A little kitty harness, maybe. Put that on the Chewy wish list.
We could probably use, actually, like speaking of toys, we are getting maybe a little low on the wand toys.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
I had to fix it twice already.
I know. Those are really fun to play with for the cats. They're really good for like when little kids come in. And play and see how they interact with the cats. Like the wand toys work really, really well. So a few of them would be helpful. We keep them kind of set up at the shelter. Yeah, dog toys, dog treats, cat litter, all of that fun stuff. So
and time and money are always welcome.
And volunteers. So
that's what I mean, volunteers.
Do you want to talk about what you do at the shelter?
Oh, boy. What
it'd probably be a shorter list on what you don't do.
Yeah, duties as assigned.
Being the assistant manager's husband.
Basically, I'm a adjunct part of the maintenance committee, aka whatever breaks. I usually get a text, hey, can you come to the shelter tonight and fix the doorknob that's broke or the whatever? But there's always stuff to do, spring and fall. We got to close up dog runs and open them back up, and there's always cleaning and Paws isn't in the most beautiful digs, so there's always some kind of silly maintenance to do or something broke or having issues, so there's lots of maintenance to do. So anybody who has mechanical skills, handyman type skills, time and energy would be greatly appreciated, but just general volunteers too.
Yeah,
we do a lot of cleaning and dogs and cats, and JC and I go and kind of check in animals sometimes and all that kind of stuff. So it's just always stuff going on at the shelter, and there's always a lot to do. So
yeah, like you help. And we also, a big thing that we do is foster animals. So yes. There's several times I've sent Ed a text and said, so I think this animal needs to be fostered. And he's like, I'll get the room ready.
So I have to ask, yes, you are a big foster parents for the Paws pets. How many pets at one time have you had from Paws?
Probably the biggest was Melania and her 6 kittens. So that would have been 7 cats.
Didn't we have one of them?
And we had Monty. So the cat that we ended up adopting. So yeah, we had
eight cats
at our house at one time. That was crazy.
You could have opened up a petting zoo.
Yeah, seriously.
Should have charged.
Kittens and
$5 a head, come pet the kittens.
Thankfully, we have, we moved, I don't know, 5 years ago this year. So we've been very thankful that we have like a bigger house that we can do fostering. We've tried to foster dogs. Now that we have two dogs, it's a lot harder for us to like foster the dogs, but we take them out, give them walk or take them on walks and stuff. But the cats have been a lot easier, I would say, which is kind of nice because even especially those cats that are kind of more immune compromised and need a little bit more monitoring, being able to bring them home and just kind of check on them at all the time is very helpful.
Well, and just having them in a quiet environment, you know, the shelter is, if there's a lot of cats, can be noisy. And, you know, if a cat is not feeling well, that's, you know how you feel when you're sick and you're at home and your kids are screaming or whatever. It's all the same thing for an animal. So for them to be in a quieter place and have a little bit more room. And
they really like turn a corner. I mean, even we've foster failed three animals.
Foster fail.
So when you foster an animal and then you keep that animal and adopt them, it foster failing.
Gotcha. See, that would be my problem. Every time I go into pause, I just want to take them all home.
I know. Like Joseph, how fun is he? How did we know?
I have the energy for this cat.
Ed was talking and Chris and I were just fascinated by him playing fetch.
You have no idea what I said, do you?
He's still playing fetch.
It's so funny.
Try it out this weekend.
Such a cool cat.
Joseph loves to play catch, and he's available for adoption. But once again, before I let you go, JC, adoption hours this weekend, just so people don't think we're crazy.
Right. Saturday, 11 to 2, and then Sunday, 1 to 3. And you, even if you're not looking to adopt, you can come out and play with the animals. Any new people that these animals can see is just so helpful. It helps them get adopted quicker. It takes like the nervousness out of meeting new people when they're constantly meeting new people. So even just coming out, playing with the cats, we have two cats out loose right now. We may let Joseph out loose.
Apparently.
And
I don't know, he might devise a plan to escape.
I know. So it's always fun for visitors to come in, even if you're not looking to adopt. It's almost more fun like to have people that come in to just play with the animals because you get to know them. It's nice to have people that come in wanting to adopt because you get to know them, but it's just a little more fun, I guess, when people come in just wanting to play, wanting to give back, kind of sharing the same passions that you do.
Well, a lot of times when somebody's coming to look for an animal, they find the animal they like and they just play with that one versus somebody's coming in just to play with the animals, they spread the love.
All
the animals get some time and attention, and they spend most of their days in a small cage or whatever, unfortunately. So any time and attention they get, they soak it up.
Yeah they definitely do.
He's
back here begging, like, come on, throw it.
Why did you stop?
You can find the list of available animals at Paws, available for adoption. Go to pawsatcherylcity.com, and you can also find them on Facebook as well. Make sure you're on the Floyd County Paws Cheryl City page. That made no sense. But you'll
check out. City. Yeah.
Anything else to share before we let you go?
I don't think so. I mean, I knew Joseph was a cool cat, but like he loves playing fetch. It is so, it is so funny. He just meowed at Chris to throw the toy.
You know, I was going to suggest maybe bringing a dog, but I guess this kind of works.
Yes.
Yeah, it's best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Does KCHA need a resident?
You know, I thought about it.
I know.
There's been a couple of times that we almost got forced to have a resident.
Yes.
At least for the next several hours to like get them out. Well, thank you very much, Ed and JC, for joining us. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great.
Chris.
Thank you.